backed by teachers and nursery nurses who say the government wants to privatise education. It's one of several marches by trade unions against the Conservative government of Sebastian Piñera here in Chile. Unions say he wants to weaken labour laws and make people work longer hours.
He doesn't care about workers' rights with his businessman's mentality. He just wants to raise the production levels at any cost.
They're not protecting the right of workers. We'll have to work harder and earn less.
With the labour reform that the government wants to implement, we workers are fighting to defend our rights, which we've had for many years, because this government wants to get rid of many of them.
So what exactly are the labour reforms? I've come to talk to pro-government congressman Guillermo Ramirez.
The government's labour reform has only one aim: to modernise our labour regulations for the demands of the 21st century. Today there's a very big demand, above all from younger generations, for more labour flexibility.
The government wants to keep the same number of working hours per month, but allow them to be distributed differently. For example, an employee could work longer days, but have a shorter working week.
Hola.
Hola, ¿qué tal? ¿Cómo está?
Horacio Fuentes is a steel worker and leader of the metal workers union, Constromet. He says the new laws give employers more power.
The government's publicity says you can work 4 days a week, then you can have Friday, Saturday and Sunday off. But what the minister doesn't say is that it's the employer who decides. I don't think the worker has any choice, given their need to find work or to keep their job.
Mr. Fuentes says the reforms aim to weaken the unions.
The union is excluded and everything is negotiated directly between the employer and the employee, so it's the death of the unions.
Barbara Figueroa, head of Chile's biggest union federation, the CUT, agrees that the Piñera government is dismissive of unions.
We're facing a government that has been determined to make unions invisible, to caricature them, to stigmatise them. In our case, we're the union with the highest number of members in the country, and the government ignores us.
Debates about labour rights are particularly bitter in Chile. I'm outside the National Stadium in Santiago with trade unionist Mario Olivares. It was less than 30 years ago that the dictator General Pinochet was in power. He banned independent trade unions, and thousands of workers were kept prisoner here in this stadium and subjected to awful torture.
I was a prisoner in this stadium. All around the stadium there are changing rooms, here underneath. They used these as cells for the prisoners. The ill-treatment was systematic.
He thinks today's Conservative government has the same aims as Pinochet.
Today, you can't use the same methods of repression against the organised workers as before. So they're looking for a new formula, and that is to impose laws that abolish the few rights that unions still have, their legal and labour rights.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you and welcome to Tsunami.
But business leader Diego Hernandez says those attitudes belong to the past.
The new generation has different expectations. The old labor code is to protect the jobs, assuming that workers want to be on the same company forever. In my generation, that was probably the case. But now these young people doesn't care about that. They want to have the freedom to move. They are much more entrepreneurs than what my generation was.
Trade unions fear working life will become more precarious. But the government says these reforms will modernise the economy. There's a gulf between the two sides. And there'll be plenty more protests like this one.